Good morning and welcome to University United Methodist Church. I'm Barbara Fode. I'm one of the members here. And whatever brings you here, whether it is your custom to be here on Sundays, whether you've come just out of curiosity, whether there's a crisis perhaps in your life for which you're looking for some comfort or guidance, please know that you are welcome here. We are glad that you are here. If you are new, we do have a brochure among the many little things I have up here. It looks like this, and I hope someone will find one for you, but it will tell you more about the ministries and mission of this church. In your bulletin, there are several things, but will you just pull out the lavender slip? It would be really helpful for us if you would let us know your name, and if you're new, your contact information. We promise not to spam you with lots of things, but we like to know you're here and to acknowledge that you're here. If you have a prayer request today and you don't mind it being read aloud for the congregation, then there's also a place on here to put that prayer. So if you do that, the ushers will collect this and we'll read the prayers. And if you don't have a prayer, then just drop this in the offering plate later on. The worship service is abbreviated in the bulletin you have, and everything will be up on the screen. There are restrooms out the doors here or back and down each of the other doors. We have some conversation time in the gathering room, which is right behind here. You can get to out either door. And we do have a safe sanctuary policy so that children should be accompanied whenever they're in the building. We have many opportunities for Christian service, and it looks like Jeannie's got one, so let me recognize her right away.
Well, Christmas is coming, as is the Christmas Eve pageant, so I need everybody in grades K through 12 who would like to participate to come see me and sign up to be an angel, a shepherd, or a king. Thanks.
If you don't know, on Christmas Eve, we have this fabulous pageant, and I think this is my 9th United Methodist Church I've been a member of, and it's the only one that has a real baby Jesus on Christmas Eve. I hope we're going to do that again this year, Jeannie. We already have that one picked out. All right, great. So while we're on Christmas, let me just say that we have another fabulous tradition, which is serving Christmas dinner to ourselves and to people in the neighborhood, which is on the 18th. There is a flyer. We probably need pies and volunteers and other kinds of things. You can drop that in the offering plate. And to get you in the Christmas spirit, next Sunday is going to be a fabulous time of music by our choir, and then an opportunity to go carol at the homes of some of the people who we know and love but aren't able to get to church. Thinking about social justice, I want to recognize Nelson.
In the movie LBJ, Lyndon Johnson is trying to decide whether to declare for the presidency. Thank you. Kennedy has been running and campaigning and gaining a lot of ground. And Lady Bird says to Lyndon, "Lyndon, you know, if you hadn't asked me to marry you, I could never have said yes." Well, I invite you to say yes. Tomorrow, we're having a press conference at All Saints Roman Catholic Church on Lancaster Avenue. You'll find the details in the bulletin. If you've ever wanted an opportunity to really say who you are as a Christian and who you are as a member of University United Methodist Church, this is an opportunity. And for those of you who can clear your schedules tomorrow morning, I hope you'll say yes.
A chance for social justice. We also have a little bit of business. You know that we are in covenant with other United Methodist churches in the city, and we have to do some legal business and get ourselves arranged for our finances and our legal and some other things. So if you're interested in hearing more about that, on Tuesday night the governing board will be meeting, and there will be some time to find out what all this means, and that's 5:30 here at the church on Tuesday. And let's see, the other final thing is, if you would like to help support our outreach ministry, we have lots of pecans and chocolate-covered pecans and cinnamon-encrusted pecans. And, you know, I never know what to get the administrative assistants that I work with, so I got a bunch of pecans this year. So they're great gifts They're great for those of you who bake. They're good stocking stuffers. And all the while, you're helping support our ministry to people in need in this area. So I would encourage you to think about that. There's lots more things that are going on that I haven't mentioned. So do take this home and take a look at them. But for now, let us continue our worship.
Thank you, Handbell Choir. That was really, really awesome. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. I'm so glad to see all of you here today. I'm honored to say that I'm the pastor here. I'm Pastor Alicia Wood, and I would like to just send out a warm welcome to each of you. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Relax. But remain aware. Angels are among us today. You will be meeting them in different ways today. The angels in the story of Jesus' birth would be comfortable with our world of tweets and hashtags. Their messages were short and to the point. Their favorite message being, hashtag, do not be afraid. As we look at the stories of angel messengers to Zechariah, Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds, we need to consider what we can do today to bring more hope, more peace, more joy, and more love to our world. Last week, Zechariah doubted the angel that spoke to him at the altar table, while Mary was startled by the angel's message and wondered why this incredible message came to a common girl, just barely a woman. Her simple reply, "Let it be so," demonstrated her deep faith and acceptance of God's plan for her.
Just as the angels came to reassure Mary that she was a part of the unfolding of God's plan, we too can have confidence to let God's plan unfold for our lives. Would you please rise if you are able and join me in the call to worship, followed by the same sung response, "Do Not Be Afraid," that the choir just sang. Holy, living God, blessed Jesus, guiding Spirit, grant us openness to hear your message. And with the angel messengers above us, among us, and within us, we sing together.
Remain standing and join me in singing "To a Maid Whose Name Was Mary," number 215 in the pew hymnal and also displayed on the screen.
To a maid whose name is Mary, the angel Gabriel came. Fear not, the angel told her, I come to bring good news. Good news I come to tell you, good news, I say good news. For you are highly favored by God the Lord of all, who even now is with you. You are on earth most blessed. You are most blessed, most blessed. God chose you, you are blessed. But Mary was most troubled to hear the angel's word. What was the angel saying? It troubled her to hear, the angel's message. It troubled her to hear. Fear not, for God is with you, and you shall bear a child. His name shall be called Jesus, God's offspring from on high, and he shall reign forever, forever reign on high. As Mary heard the angel, she wondered at his word. Behold, I am your handmaid, she said unto her God. So be it, I am. according to your word.
I now invite you to share the peace of Christ with your neighbors, because each time we connect with one another, peace grows. Let us now meet one another by shaking hands, sharing a fist bump, high five, and offer more peace to each other.
Good morning again. Will the children please come forward and join me? We have something fun to do today, and as they do, let us sing them in. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place, yes.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the voices. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Today, how are you? I see you way back there. So I'm going to be talking over here, so you're going to want to look at me this way, okay? All right. Well, this is the third Sunday in a season called Advent. Last week, we received the message of hope. And we learned that when we have hope, we prepare for the coming of what we hope for. So let's prepare again today with a prayer. Will you do the hand signals with me? I'm hoping you remember them a little bit. Dear Lord, open our ears are open to hear the angels sing. Our hearts and minds are open to the message that they bring. Amen. We can put our hands together. Amen. All right. So last week we saw evidence that angels are among us. Do you see any evidence again today? Oh, yes. Where do you see it? Yeah, there's angel wings all over. And also Joelle sees a purple feather. Can you show all the children the purple feather? All right. You see some purple feathers too, Eric? All right. Well, let's try a little science experiment, okay? I'm actually going to, this science experiment means that we have to put on some safety goggles. So I brought some safety goggles today for us, so everyone can put on a pair, okay? So you take one and pass it. Can you take one and pass it? All right, you take it and pass it. And I'm going to take off my regular glasses and put on my safety goggles. All right. We're almost there. We're getting our safety goggles on. Put them right on as soon as you get them. Because with science experiments, you always want to be safe, right?
Yeah.
All right. How are we doing? Almost. Okay. So now I am going to get out this feather. All right. It's a pink feather today. And we're going to see what happens when I drop it. So we all need to be really, really quiet. I'm waiting for, don't worry, I'll wait for everybody to have safety goggles. Does Matthew want safety goggles or not worry about it? What do you guys think? Okay, so I need you to tell me what happens when I drop the feather, okay? Everybody be really quiet so we can hear what happens. Did you hear it? What happened? It just went right down and softly hit the ground, right? Okay, so this time, that didn't work out the way I thought I was going to, so this time I'm going to throw it down. Let's see what happens this time. Are you ready to listen? All right, let's see. I'm going to throw it down.
Nothing.
We didn't hear a thing. Even though I threw it down, it actually landed peacefully, huh? And so that's our word today. Our theme today is peace. And I want to show you what the sign is for peace. Are you ready for this? It's three motions. So the sign language, American Sign Language sign for peace is this. Like you're holding something, and then you flip your hands and hold it the other way. Will you do this with me? And then you go like this. So peace. All right. Can you all do it back there? Peace. I always forget. You got to start with your right hand on top, and then left hand on top, and then peace. All right. So I would like each of you to get a feather, a pink feather. Take a pink feather, and when you get your feather, stand up. Yes, you can take it home. Yep. When you get your pink feather, stand up, because we're going to do something together. And I'm going to put on my regular glasses so I can read better. All right, how we doing? All right. You ready? How are we doing? Almost there. It's comforting to know that no matter how crazy, excited, noisy, scary, anxious things can get, God wants peace for us on the inside and on the outside. So I want you to think about something as you get your feather. I want you to think about something that makes you nervous, something that maybe makes you anxious. And stand up when you get your feather, okay? And think about what that might be. What makes you nervous? What makes you anxious? And on the count of three, we're going to drop our feather. And when it hits the ground, you can whisper, peace. Okay, you ready? One, two, three. Peace. All right, will you pray with me? And then you can pick up your feather and you can go sit with whomever brought you, okay? Let's pray together. Thank you, God, for your message of peace. Give us wings to share your message with the whole world. Amen. Okay, you can pick up your feather and go sit back with who brought you. You can bring your safety goggles with you as well.
6 months later, in Nazareth, a city in the rural province of Galilee, the heavenly messenger Gabriel made another appearance. This time, the messenger was sent by God to meet with a virgin named Mary, who was engaged to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David himself. The messenger entered the home.
Greetings. You are favored, and the Lord is with you. Among all women on the earth, you have been blessed.
Look, I'm only engaged. How could this be possible?
The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The Most High will overshadow you. That's why this holy child will be known as not just your son, but also as the Son of God. It sounds impossible, but listen. You know your relative Elizabeth has been unable to bear children and is now far too old to be a mother. Yet she has become pregnant, as God willed it. Yes, in 3 months she will have a son, so the impossible is possible with God.
Here I am, the Lord's humble servant. As you have said, let it be done to me.
And the heavenly messenger was gone. Mary immediately got up and hurried to the hill country in the province of Judah, where her cousins Zechariah and Elizabeth lived. When Mary entered their home and greeted Elizabeth, who felt her baby leap in her womb, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit.
You are blessed, Mary. You are blessed among all women, and the child you bear is blessed. And I am blessed as well. That mother of my Lord has come to me. As soon as I heard your voice greet me, my baby leapt with joy within me. How fortunate you are, Mary, for you believed that what the Lord had said would be fulfilled.
And Mary's response was this.
Was meant to be. is God, our Creator. Children, all are we. Let us walk with each other in perfect harmony. Let there be in with me. Let this be the moment now. With every step I take, please be my solemn vow to take each moment and live each moment in peace eternally.
Wow. Is anyone else crying? I'm crying. Thank you so much, Carrie and Luann, and thank you for our dramatists. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Mary certainly knew peace. When the messenger came to tell her about this huge responsibility, the messenger said she would have a child, not only her child, but the Son of God, human and divine. And Mary's response was, "Here I am. Let it be so." I don't know about you, but most of us, myself included, have expectations on the way things are supposed to go. I'm sure Mary did as well. We think we know best. We know the best way, and we know the way it should be done, the way our life is supposed to be. Yet in this moment of unexpected news and grand responsibility, Mary said, "Here I am." It's funny how God does what God does. This past week or so, a reflection in the form of a reading or story has been on the heart of one of our friends here in our congregation, and he sent it to me to read, and as I read it, I was just blown away by, well, how much it fit into this week's message, but also how profound it is and was. So he has graciously said yes to reading it for all of us today. So here is Chris Best with a Good News, Bad News Christmas.
As Alicia said, this is a story about a good news, bad news Christmas. Have we got it? One afternoon, Mary was resting on a bench by the side of the house. As had been true for a while now, her feet were sore and her back ached. After a bit, she saw Joseph coming across the yard. As had also been true for a while now, he looked troubled and like he had a lot on his mind. When he drew near, she gently put her hand on his arm and asked, "Joseph, what is it, honey?" He replied, "Mary, I've got some news. Actually, I've got a lot of news. Some is good, some is bad. Which do you want me to start with, good news or bad news?" She gave him a little smile and said, "We could use some good news. Let's start there." "Well," he said, "the most important good news is kind of strange. You see, I had this dream. There was this angel talking to me about you and the baby and me. It seemed very mysterious, and at the same time, it seemed very, very real. I don't pretend to know or even begin to understand what it all means, but I do know one thing. I don't have to be afraid anymore. I know for sure that you are the person I always thought you were. Everything is good between us. That's what matters most to me. Now some bad news. It's the Romans. They're collecting the names of all the men in the empire. They're making lists to give to their military and to their tax collectors. The bad news for us is that I've got to travel to Bethlehem. And what's worse, not only do I have to be registered, but I have to take you with me. I went to the village leader to see if there was any way he could make an exception. He said flatly, "No." He said, and I quote, "Rome makes no exceptions for any reason." I said to him, "Not even for health reasons? I mean, do you know Mary's pregnant?" He just looked at me and said, "Joseph, everybody knows she's pregnant. The good news is at least you're not going to have to walk. My cousin, God bless him, is lending us his donkey. The ride will be a bit bumpy, but the animal is big and he's strong, he's calm, he's sure-footed, and he'll be able to carry you safely over the roads. Bad news is that the roads go right through the middle of bandit country. That donkey is worth a lot. And a young woman in your condition, and a man my age, we make easy prey. The good news is that there will be hundreds and hundreds of other folks traveling in the roads just like us. We ought to be able to join up with 20, 30, who knows, maybe even 50 people who will be heading the same way. If we do that, we'll have safety in numbers. The bad news here is that with all those crowds on the road, Bethlehem will be mobbed. By the time we get there, all the inns could be totally full. The good news is that, at least according to all the old family stories I grew up with, the people in Bethlehem are known for their kindness. I'm really very hopeful that, Lord willing, some good soul will help us out, and we can find a place to stay that is at least in out of the weather. Maybe even warm and dry. So while I know it's going to be hard, overall, the good news is that we, I mean you, me, and the baby, we're going to be all right. There is one last thing. This journey is going to take 9 to 10 days each way, and I don't know how many days we're going to have to stay in Bethlehem. I've looked at this from every angle, honey, and, well, I'm sorry, but the bad news is that no matter how I figure it, I'm afraid there is just no way that we're going to be able to make it home in time for Christmas.
The truth is, none of us have the perfect good news only Christmas. Not even Mary. We seem to have an idea in our heads as to how Christmas or our family or our life is supposed to go or should go, but it rarely goes this way. Brené Brown says, people use perfectionism to try to avoid shame, blame, and judgment, and striving for such a thing that doesn't exist is not a healthy striving. And she says this in her book, Daring Greatly, How the Courage to be Vulnerable Transforms the Way We Live, Love, Parent, and Lead. Each messenger this season has started by saying, do not be afraid. We sing it many times throughout worship, and I've even had this tune in my head all week long, so I've heard this all week, do not be afraid. And here I have the phrase, do not be afraid, is written in the Bible 365 times. That's a daily reminder from God to live every day being fearless. Do not be afraid to let go of trying to be perfect, trying to act perfect, trying to get it perfect. God chose Mary, a lowly, ordinary, average, young woman, with enormous faith that God would be with her no matter what. Mary was so open to God using her for such a special task as becoming the mother of the Messiah. She said, here I am, not knowing what her future would hold. Her peace in the unknown, or God's purpose for her, was and is truly amazing. How does perfectionism keep us from this kind of peace? Given the potential of shame and judgment of Joseph or of Mary's community to a pregnant yet to be married woman and the trip she took to Bethlehem, newly married and very pregnant, how can one person living with more peace make a difference in the world? Well, maybe it's one day at a time. Mary seems to be a beautiful example of one person being grounded in peace, taking it one day at a time. As it turns out, even Jesus' birth was not to be perfect. That's the good news of Christmas.
I do believe that there are angels among us. We can be messengers of more peace, flying in the face of fear. For God, Emmanuel, is truly with us. Feel free to choose to be a singer or a listener as we begin and end our prayer time, remembering that there are indeed angels among us.
I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. And me, in all our toughest hours, to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. You and me, in all our toughest hours, to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love.
In this moment, we pray for those who have found peace in their life and those who really need peace to be with them today. This week, we are aware of the Central New York Interfaith Coalition that University United Methodist Church is a part of and that is preparing to offer sanctuary for persons under threat of deportation.
And now let us join together in a time of prayer as we pray silently, followed by a short spoken prayer and then the Lord's Prayer in whatever way or language that helps you feel closest to God. Let us pray. Creator God, who blesses us with so much, we thank you for your unwavering love and for your beautiful earth that provides us with everything we need. We are comforted by the hope of the coming Christ child and by the peace that comes to us when we live as Christ would have us live. Please forgive us for times when we have strayed from the teachings of your Son and have not cared for the least among us, or have forgotten the importance of treating your earth with reverence, or have not been on the side of peace. We ask that you be with us as we work in community to help those in need here and in faraway places. Help us to work unceasingly for peace and justice for all in your world, and invigorate us in all our efforts to spread your good news and bring more hope, more love, more joy, and more peace into your world. We pray this in the name of the Christ child who taught us to pray together, saying, Creator God, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now, as we enter a time of giving, I'd like to remind everyone to please place your attendance slips that look like this, if you haven't already passed them up for prayer time, into the plate as our ushers come down the aisle. I'd like our first-time visitors of the church to know we do not expect a donation from you today. You are our guest. We're grateful that you're here, yet we do have a strong tradition of giving in a variety of ways here at University Church. So as a symbol of our ministry in this place and beyond, let us bring our tithes, donations, and offerings. The spirit messengers are surely among us. Give us eyes to see and courage to listen. Please remain standing and join me in the unison prayer of dedication. God of peace and possibility, let the peace that was meant to be indeed start with me, with us. We offer these gifts so that they may be transformed in perfect harmony into your good news for the sake of the world. Amen. In today's world, Christmas songs ring through the air on the radio, in stores, just about anywhere we go. So let's take these encounters as messengers, foretelling the good news of the presence of God coming once again in Jesus Christ. This week, when you hear "It Came Upon the Midnight Clear," stop for a moment and breathe a prayer that peace will invade the world like a gaggle of angels descending on humankind. This is hymn number 218 in the pew hymnal and displayed on the screen.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their hearts of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all-gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven skies they come with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music floats o'er all the weary world. Above its sad and lowly plain, they bend on hovering wing, and ever o'er its babble sounds the blessed angels sing. For lo, the days are hastening on by prophet seen of old, when with the ever-encircling years shall come the time foretold, when peace shall over all the earth its ancient splendors fling, and the whole world send back the song which now the angels sing.
Wow, we've had what a blessed day today. So many things bringing in such peace and joy and love and hope. Next week we have our special music presentation, but all of the senior choir, but we're also asking folks to bring in their coats to be blessed. We have the blessing of the coats. So if you're comfortable, you can sit now or stand, however you feel comfortable. This week's meme quote is by Mother Teresa. You might have seen it in your bulletin. It says, "If we have no peace, it is because we have forgotten that we belong together." Every week, I will give you a mission. Shall you choose to accept it? It is a mission with a message. So I'm inviting you to be hashtaggers of peace and to Facebook, tweet, Instagram, Snapchat our quote meme for the week and hashtag it, More Peace. If this all sounds like Greek to you and you are not into social media, I invite you to take the insert from your bulletin and give it to someone. Give it to someone. Take a picture of it and message it to them. Whatever you can do to let folks know that we are agents of peace and that they can be too. So let us turn towards the candle of peace today. It is pink. It is in the center of our sanctuary, and sing to one another the message we must take to the world.